This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, Shalom. Good boy.
Oh, wow.
Good morning. Hi, Shalom. Good morning, Paul. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I thought I forgot to know.
For me?
No, sorry. No, we must start a bit earlier. Yeah. Mr. Hashem, we'll try and make an effort to start on time. Apologies.
Don't worry.
Okay, let's go. Is that Birch Satur? Yeah. All right, so we're up to Simon Dalad Halacha Base. Yedak Deik, so we're talking about the halachas in the Tefillah Sodayim. Yedak Deik La'oris Aleihen Mayim Shalosh Pa'amim. So we wash into the Sodayim in the morning. We should wash each hand three times. La'avir Ruach Ra Shesheira Aleihen. To get rid of the Ruach Ra, which is on our hands, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot M'ches, Yedak Deik, Yichutz Me'atamim Haniskarim B'Sivkot M'Alef. Aside from the reasons we said yesterday, i.e., the Rosh says because of you've touched parts of the body which are normally covered, and the Rashba says it's like a kohen who comes today. Something that should do aveda. Aside from those two reasons, there's another reason. She tzorech litl yod of letfila, tzorech litl gam mishum ruach ra hasheri al yadayim. You've got to get rid of the ruach ra, which is some form of tumah from which rests on your hands at night. Achich denatiluhu mishum ruach ra levad. For that reason alone, Chazal wouldn't be misakin a bracha. Therefore, we need those reasons as well. So, la'oris aleihem, v'yitleim lechatchila al perek hazroya. You should really wash until the wrist. V'mein lo mayim, and if a person hasn't got enough water, die at kishrei etzba'isov. He can wash till the knuckles. Yeah, interesting. There's the famous maisa with the Bistral Salanta. The Bistral Salanta was once a guest at somebody's house, and they invited him for the meal, and he washed only till his knuckles. Yeah? And they asked the God Lador, why didn't he wash lechatchila to the wrist? That's what you should do. So he said that he noticed that there's a young girl who works in the house. She goes down to the well to schlep up the buckets of water, and I'm not going to be frum on her cheshbon. So I'm going to wash to my wrist so that she's going to schlep more. So I'm not, but the other he washed only to his knuckles. But lechatchila wants to try and wash to the wrist. But tzarech lifshet hakapos kamisha reitz the kabel dovo. You should spread out your hands as if you're trying to receive something. So make sure that the water gets to every part of the hand. V'yagbien keneged harosh, to lift them up next to your head. V'gam tov lehadiach piv, and it's important also to wash out your mouth in the morning. V'tanis sibur lo yadiach, but on the fast day. Then you don't wash it out. So just take a quick look at footnotes 20 and 21. In the first one, it says in the Dirshu notes, but Tam Hadava, why have you got to wash your mouth out? Nowadays, we brush our teeth. I suppose that's equivalent to it. But Tam Hadava, Kosov Lahalon, B'Shem Habes Yosef, Shetzarech Lahazkir, Sashem Hagodl, B'Kdusha V'Taro. You need to say the Shem of Hashem, B'Kdusha V'Taro. And therefore, it's inappropriate if you've got you wake up in the morning with a sort of foul breath. Then it's not appropriate. You need to wash out your mouth. It's called Sham Shem Hu Istanis Veinerets Lahachnis Samaim Latech into his mouth. Lepiv Mishum Sheinim Zochim Muslim Ein Adav Ma'ak Veimelavarech. It doesn't stop you from making. You don't have to. If you couldn't, if you didn't wash your teeth or whatever, you are allowed still to make the bracha. And then he says the Mishnah Berurah says on a Matanis Sibur Lo Yadiach. You mustn't wash out your mouth on a Tanis Sibur. So what do we do nowadays? If you look in 21. He says, even if you do that every day, it's not appropriate to do that. However, if someone is distressed, you're going to shul in the morning without having washed out your mouth, washed your teeth, you are mate. If you are mitzta'er, then you're allowed to. You should just make sure that you don't swallow whatever you're drinking. So if you use mouthwash or just wash out your mouth, then just you're allowed to untarnish if you're mitzta'er, as long as you're careful not to swallow it. On Tishbav, you need not just mitzta'er, but you need a higher level of tzar gadol. So most people, I think, the mainstream view would be that on other regular ta'anesim, you are, if you're mitzta'er, you're allowed to, but on Tisha B'Av, I want you to try not to, unless you're mamish b'tzar gadol, and Yom Kippur, yesh lahachmim gam b'zeh, so Yom Kippur, certainly not. And that seems to be, yeah. Okay. But still, one should be careful to, you just lean forward, like he says, to make sure you don't swallow it. Okay. So you rinse your hands three times. You wash your hands three times. Even if you're going to like pour a lot of water off your hands, that doesn't make a difference. It's got to be three times. What gets rid of the ruach ra is three pourings. First of all, you wash one hand on your right hand, and then in your left hand. So right, left, right, left. You do it alternate times, three times. Now, famously, of a sefer Ma'aseh Rav, Ma'aseh Rav is the Hanhogos of the Vilna Gaon. So in the Ma'aseh Rav, it says, arba pa'amim. Why four times? Because shalosh pa'amim lahavir rach ra, three times to get rid of the rach ra, v'harviyis lahavir mayim shenitmu, to get rid of the water which is still tomit. So therefore, the Vilna Gaon, and people do this, people would wash their hands four times in the morning just to get rid of the washing which is still on their hand after the third washing. Women should also be careful about this, like men. Because they also touch the food, and that's the problem. If their hands have got tumah on it, they're going to touch the food. That is a problem. They shouldn't make tumah through with their hands. Children should also wash their hands when they get up in the morning, because they too touch food. When non-Jewish people touch food without washing their hands, we don't have to worry too much about that. Because they're not makabel tuma. There's a tshuva of Ravad Yosef. Interestingly, he says, what if you go into a cafe, a kosher, you go into one of the local cafeterias, and you have a Jewish but a non-frum waiter, waitress, and they serve you food, they might touch the food, they prepare the food. So Ravadja says we can rely on the fact that the general way nowadays is people get up in the morning, they wash their hands, wash their face, and you can assume that that's what they've done for health and for these purposes. And regarding children, how old do children have to be from what age do you wash the hands? So if you take a look at footnote 23, the main points are, Negiya b'macholim al dekotish legiya l'chinuch, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, we're noig lahokel. Yeah, for children who have not yet reached the age of chinuch. However, he adds, Shemisha nizib b'negiya shakotan kvar miyom hamila kodush ye'omelo. If you're makbid from the time they have bris mila, i.e. from the child is 8 days old, then that's kodesh yomelo. That's considered an act of holiness. They ask in the next paragraph, the opinion of Rabbi Yashav is, sheyesh lahakbid little yod of shalakotan mizman shemaschel aleches. But when the child can walk, then you should try and be makbid on negel vasa, mitzvah time for the child. And another time he was asked, sheyesh little cotton es yod of mehagil shebog mevin mashem medabim imay. Not from when he walks, from the time when he understands a little bit, you can have a conversation with him or her. It doesn't give an age really. It's subjective. It depends on the age of the child. And also when he walks, kids walk at different ages. But Hagon Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, he passed, from the age when they touch their food. So that could be even younger. They're touching the food from quite a young age. Or they touch their eyes or their mouths. And then lastly, he says, the Chaznish says, La haktim nitle esidem, defishegiu lechlan hanagia. Same thing, whenever they're going to start touching things, then you should be careful from that age. Okay. Halacha Gibel. Yeah, says the Mechaba. Lo yiga biyodu kodim etile pev, lo lechotim lo lo znaim, lo lo nine. before you wash negavas in the morning, when you wash until it's time, you shouldn't touch your mouth, your nose, your ears, your eyes. Halacha says in Mishnah Berurah, "Kodesh mitzvah b'nishnah ruach ra shere al yadayim yuchal lahazik leilu evarim." You can cause injury to these limbs. V'lo leinayim v'yesh lizah afilo agabe enov mebachutz yefshele. Not just the inside of the eye, but even touching the outside on the eyelid, one should avoid doing before you wash negavasa. Dalad afilo mishenotel yodov, says the Mechaber. Even if someone washes his hands, lo yemashmesh b'fiat tabas hatabas tomid, one should not touch the rectum. Because it's medically, it's dangerous. Lo yiga b'makama kozesh mishmush hayod mazik lechabura. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the kaidim netila yesh oisu milaga b'piat tabas afilu b'mikre. Now that's just generally. The Mechaber was talking generally throughout the day, but before you wash negavas in the morning, one should avoid touching that part of the body. V'chein la'amo, and so too a man should not touch his aver. The mokum hanekev, in the place where there is a nekev, the whole afilu hunosu, even if he's married. V'chein ki aigav and mokum nekev akoze ki oz yuchul haruach ra lahazik b'chol nekev shebeguf. So the nezek is done through the orifices, the nose, the eyes, the ears. These all orifices, and so too in those private parts of the person. So halacha hey, lo yigab begigis sheichar. A person shouldn't touch a barrel of wine. Shemishmush hayad mafsid hasheicher. It's going to ruin the sheicher. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkotim yudalet. What if you did? What happens if by a mistake you touch some food before you wash negavas in the morning? So ein less a machar, it doesn't usher the food, doesn't make it like treif. But you just got to be very careful to try and avoid it. If you did do it, then you can rinse that food three times. You've got an apple, for example, and you touched it by mistake before you wash negavas in the morning. So you can rinse that apple three times. You can get rid of the rach tumah. But chen ein nishtos ashen tabak kedim tisav, and you shouldn't have a cigarette, I guess, before you wash negavasa. If you take a look at footnote 25, what about you've got an apple? Does peeling the apple help? So he says in 25, in nog of the peris v'yirokah shederech lekalfam, hiragon ruchan kenyevsky, shegam betzir kazeh tzorech hadocha shalshvam. Even if you're going to peel the apple, you should still rinse it three times. Okay. Okay, let's carry it.
If you've got a 4-year-old through it in the morning, you'll have to top the box of Cheerios and probably even wash his hands first. Is that
right? So first of all, you know, if it's a young child, if it's a Noyigir Lechinuch and whatever you there is, you can, there are making it, but Lechatchila, it doesn't ask for the food. So, you know, from tomorrow, we try and avoid it. Yeah, but it's hard. But it's also good training to get the kid into the pattern, the habit of washing Negalas as soon as he gets up in the morning. Yeah. Okay, halacha vav. Ein tzorech revias netzias yadayim letfilah. When it comes to washing your hands for tefillah, you don't need the revias of water. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Salem adyevad ein ma'akev habrocha mevarech ha'netzivzayim. Whether you're in a place where you haven't got water, whatever it is, and it's not ma'akev, avel lechatchila tov lahak b'tshiyah legam kein revias. You should try and make sure there is a revias. Okay, halacha zayin, we'll finish with this. You should try and be careful with all the rules of halach of Netilas Yadayim for a sugar, which will Mitzvah Shem do. We should try and be stringent also with Netilas Yadayim for Shachris. Miu ein ma'akev lo kli lo koach gavra. The halachas of using a kli and koach gavra means, you know, if there's just a water which is just a tap was on, you've got to actually put the tap on. You've got to pour the water. Lachatchila, we should be makbid for that. V'shar dvarim haplis Netilas Asuda and all other things which pass up for a suda. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Eina ma'akev, Ratzulema, the Eved didn't have bracha. If, but the Eved, you didn't have all these things, you didn't have enough water, didn't have yuchel levarich on the tefillah yadayim, even a little bit of water, you can still wash and you can still make the bracha on the tefillah yadayim. Afir lechatchila hechad the efsh binacha, and lechatchila, if there's no alternative, avo hechad the efsh atov lahagbid, but you should try and be makbid as much as one can. Lo likli, Ratzulema, the mahani af lahavi rachra. Even if you haven't got a kli, and you just pour some water of your hands, then but the ever that will get rid of the ruach ra. You haven't got a proper kli. A muta little mikli knockov, you're allowed to use a kli which has got a hole in it. V'chein miplump, which is some sort of tap, I guess. He says shavas mine. Af she'ein kan koyach gavra. Even though it might not have koyach gavra, where you're doing the actual pouring. K'mavu elakamon behechaz it is daim. But in shich sheich yodav b'mayim. If you just sort of just rub your hands in water, lo mahani lirach roch, you don't need to pour over the water a little bit. Okay, we'll leave it there. Yeah, if there's no cup. So then, yeah, that's right. You put your hand onto the tap, or you. Some people turn the tap on three times or turn it.
Tomorrow, so.
Yeah, we're going to try tomorrow, Paul and Charles, tomorrow to start at 6:40, just because of the stress. I tell you, it's Shkredish. We start at 7. Yeah, so 6:40. Okay, we say that. Tomorrow, 6:40. Okay, Colton, see you. Bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.